guys, you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. This is DJ Sizzle, and welcome to Cultural Kitchen. This show is about food from all over the world. So we are trying something new this week. I will be broadcasting my show live on ustream.tv. So if you're curious about what I look like and how awkward I am going to be, go on Ustream TV and type in Dominican Radio, and you should be able to see a link that says Cultural Kitchen Show 5. So go check that out and see me talk your ears off about food. Watch me be awkward and have a good laugh at me. So let's get back on track with my show. Again, this is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen on radio.dominican.edu. So, we are on show number 5 today. Woo! Yeah, finally. Finally, we're halfway done with this show. Okay, so for show number 5, I will be talking about... Can I get a drum roll, please? Italian cuisine. Can I get oh yeah? I can't hear you. Obviously, I can't hear you. So, we will be splitting this show up into 3 segments. For segment number 1, I will be talking about Italian culture. Ooh. For segment number 2, I'll be telling you guys about some Italian recipes that you can try at home. And now, I saved the best for last. If you live in California, you are lucky, because for segment number 3, I'll be sharing some amazing Italian restaurants that I have had or want to try all over California. So, let's get started with segment number 1. You are listening to Cultural Kitchen with your favorite DJ, DJ Sizzle, on radio.dominican.edu. So, segment number 1. So, many Italians, or at least my Italian friends, say that food defines them. They say that it belongs to their history, their culture, Italy. So Italy is located in southern Europe. It's only slightly larger than the state of Arizona. Wow, fun fact. So, from the early Middle Ages to the late 1800s, Italy consisted of separate republics, each with different cooking customs. During World War II, Italy had a flourishing economy where farming was modernized and new technologies were introduced. Many southern Italians traveled to the north at the time, where they introduced pizza to northern Italians. The northern Italians introduced risotto, which is a rice dish, and polenta, which is a simple cornmeal dish, to the southern Italians. Many of you probably know Italian cuisine as just pizza, pasta, and tomato sauce. However, did you know that the national diet of Italy had traditionally differed greatly by region? Wow. So, before the combination of the cooking styles, you could distinguish Italian cooking by the type of cooking fat used in their dishes. Buttered was used in the north. Pork fat was used in mid-Italy. Olive oil was used in the south. Did you know that Italians are known for their use of herbs in cooking? Especially it includes oregano, basil, thyme, parsley, rosemary, and sage. Cheese also plays an important role in Italian cuisine. So, there are more than 400 types of cheese made in Italy, mainly with Parmesan, mozzarella, and asiago, among the best-known worldwide prosciutto ham, which is the most popular ingredient of the Italian course. The prosciutto ham, it was first made in Parma, which is a city in Italy, and it also that city also gave its name to Parmesan cheese. That's pretty cool. So now, let's talk about some religious and holiday celebrations. Every Italian village celebrates its own Saint's Day with a festival featuring fireworks, feasting, and dancing. The traditional main dish for these festivals is eating a roast suckling pig. A popular Easter dish throughout Italy is a roast baby lamb. Never had that before. Which is often served with roasted artichokes. But that sounds pretty good. You guys should look it up and try it out. Although the holiday bread called panettone, is the best known of Italy's many holiday desserts. Regions throughout the country have their own traditional holiday sweets featuring local ingredients. In the north, butter is a major ingredient of these desserts. Zelton cakes, similar to a fruit cake, which it's filled with raisin, dates, figs, almonds, pine nuts, orange peel, rum, and cinnamon. And they're usually baked 2 or 3 weeks before Christmas because as they're baked, they're improved throughout time. So if you mess up, you can remake it. So it's a good start for about a month ahead of Christmas. So definitely, if you want to try some Italian sweets, you can try making this 2-3 weeks before Christmas and have a nice Christmas snack. So, strudel. Also, strudel is very popular in the Tyrol region in northern Italy. In the south, dessert recipes are more elaborate and use olive oil instead of butter, lots of eggs, candied fruit, and honey. Among the best known are struffoli, which is fried cubes of egg pastry covered with honey and sprinkled with colored sugar. It's known as a specialty from Napoli. So, now that we covered some popular dishes that Italians eat for religious and holiday celebrations, let's talk about their mealtime customs. Italians generally eat 3 meals a day. Adults eat a light breakfast, often stopping at a coffee shop on their way to work for a coffee latte, coffee with milk, or a cappuccino with bread, butter, and jam, or cake. Lunch and dinner are pretty similar meals in Italy. They consist of an antipasto, which is an appetizer based on cold meats, a pasta or a rice dish, which depends on the region whether you are going to have pasta or a rice dish, a main meat or fish course, a salad and cheese and fruit. Lunch is the main meal of the day for many Italians and is eaten between noon and 2 p.m. Whether eating at home or in a restaurant, Italians take food seriously. They prefer to dine in a leisurely fashion, savoring their meals over a bottle of wine and conversation. So wine and bread are always served during main meals. Even children are often allowed to taste a little bit of wine. So that's interesting. I never grew up tasting wine. So, in southern Italy, where people take a long break during the hottest part of the day, dinner is served later than in the north, often after 7:30 p.m. In addition to their main meals, Italians have two traditional snack times. Spuntini, which is a mid-morning snack, and the mid-afternoon snack, which is known as merendi. Both usually serve a type of bread dough with toppings. Some typical mid-afternoon snacks are also known as merendi. Some mid-afternoon snacks are bruschetta, which is a long loaf of bread cut into slices and topped with some seasoning. Focaccio, which is an Italian flatbread, and a crostini, which is fried slices of polenta. So, that's the end of segment number one. Thanks for listening to Cultural Kitchen. I'm going to be taking a break, and I'll talk to you guys in a few minutes. This is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. And also, if you are watching me on ustream.tv, you're listening to Penguin Radio. Woo! I'll be back. See you guys in a bit.
Hurt me! like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers. Yeah, we're happy, free, confused, and lonely at the same time.
Hey guys, welcome back from the break. This is DJ Sizzle and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So, right now we are on segment number 2 of my show. And if you missed out my first segment, you can check it out on radio.dominican.edu. Go click on student shows and click on Cultural Kitchen show number 5. So to give you a brief info about my first segment, I talked about the culture of Italian food, and now for my second segment, I'll be giving you guys some popular dishes all around Italy. So my show today is about Italian cuisine. And so, if you have a computer next to you or a laptop, go check out ustream.tv. So it's a U, a letter U, and then stream, like STREAME.TV, and go look up Dominican Radio and click on Cultural Kitchen, show number 5. So, let's get started with segment number 2. So, my first recipe of this segment is called pasta e fagioli. I'm terrible at pronunciation, but I tried my best. So this is actually a noodle and bean soup. So let's get started with telling you the ingredients. The ingredients are 5 cups of water, 1.5 cups of dried white beans, 1.5 cups of dried white beans, navy, baby lima, or northern, 1 onion that's coarsely chopped, 2 cups of canned Italian-style tomatoes with juice, 1 cup each of celery and carrots, finely chopped and sliced, 3 cloves, garlic, coarsely chopped, or 3 cloves of garlic, coarsely chopped, or 1 teaspoon of garlic granules, half pound of cooked salmon, cooked smoked ham, which you want chopped, 3 bay leaves, 1/2 cup of macaroni, it can be shells, bows, or elbows, that's uncooked, salt and pepper to taste, 1/2 cup, and last but not least, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese, grated for garnish. So let's move on to the procedure of this dish. Again, we are making a noodle and bean soup. So your first step would be you would place water and beans in a saucepan. After that, you would bring it to a nice boil over a high heat for 3 minutes and after 3 minutes, you would remove it from the heat. So after that, you would cover it with a cover for the pan, and you would set it aside for 1 hour. Then you would add the onions, tomatoes, celery, carrots, garlic, smoked ham, and bay leaves. After that, you would mix well and bring to a boil over high heat. Then you would reduce it to a simmer, cover it, and cook it until beans are tender, and you would cook it for about 1.5 hours. So during the 1.5 hours, you would want to stir frequently or it's gonna burn or stick to the pot. So then you would add the macaroni and you would mix it well, cover it, and continue to let it simmer until the macaroni is tender, and that should take about 12 minutes. Then you would remove and throw out the bay leaves before you serve them. And you would serve hot soup in individual bowls with a side dish of Parmesan cheese for the guests to sprinkle into their soup. So with the soup, you would want to serve a crusty bread so your guests can dip the bread into soup and it'd be delicious. Yum. So that is the ingredients and procedure to make a noodle and bean soup. So for the next dish, are you guys ready? I'm pretty sure all of you have had this dish before, because I have it like every week. It's like one of my favorite Italian dishes. The next dish is a fettuccine Alfredo. Have you guys ever had it before? So, okay, let's get started. So the ingredients that you would need is 1 cup of butter or margarine, and you would like keep it at a room temperature, 1/2 cup of heavy cream, 1/2 cup of Parmesan cheese, you want it grated, 1 pound of cooked pasta such as fettuccine, and to cook the fettuccine, you can cook it according to the directions on the package. So then you would need salt, pepper, and ground nutmeg for the taste. So those are the simple 5 ingredients that you would need. I'm sorry, not 5, but 7 ingredients that you would need. So let's get on to the procedure. So procedure number 1. You want to cook the pasta according to the directions of the package. Then you would want to warm a serving bowl in the oven set to the lowest temperature until it's ready to use. After that, you will want to place butter or the margarine in a mixing bowl and use a wooden spoon to beat until light and fluffy. Then after that, you want to gradually add cream and mix until it's well blended. Ooh, that sounds good. So, what's the next step? Do you guys know? You would add the cheese tablespoon, beating well after each addition. So you will slowly add the... So you would slowly add the cheese in while you're mixing it. And then you would use oven mitts and remove the heated serving bowl from the oven and place on a heat-proof work surface. Then you would place the drained and cooked pasta in a warm bowl and add the cheese mixture. We're almost done. So you would want to make sure the pasta is coated with the sauce. So nicely mix it, stir it around so all the pasta is covered with the cheese sauce. And then you can add salt, pepper, and nutmeg to taste and continue to coat the pasta. Then after that, you would want to serve it very hot with a side dish of grated cheese. So that's how you make a fettuccine Alfredo. So what I like to have it with, I never made it at home, but I like getting it at Italian restaurants. I like having it with chicken, and also like the dish goes really well with some salad, with some green salad with Italian dressing, and some warm garlic bread. So that's a perfect combination. You guys can try. So that's how you make fettuccine Alfredo. So if you guys are listening in just now, I'm DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Cultural Kitchen on Penguin Radio. So, we are on segment number 2, and I'm telling you guys about some Italian dishes that you can try making at home. So, our next dish is polenta. So, many of you will probably see instant polenta available in packages in the supermarket. It's usually displayed near the packaged rice. It's usually a good substitute for rice or anything. But if you do not want to buy the instant polenta at markets, here's how you make the actual product. So, for the ingredients, you would need 1 pound of coarsely ground cornmeal, 8 cups of water, 1 teaspoon of salt, and that's it. So, let's move on to the procedure. So, for the procedure, first, you will want to measure the water into a large pot. Then you would add the salt and heat the water to a boiling temperature. After that, you would add the cornmeal to the boiling water in a very slow stream. And while you're adding it, you will want to stir it constantly with a wooden spoon to keep the lumps from forming. Also, a tip, don't let the water stop boiling. So after that, you want to continue stirring as the polenta thickens. So for about you would stir for about 30 minutes, adding small amounts of boiling water if necessary. So the longer you stir, the better the polenta will be. The finished polenta should have the consistency of firm mashed potatoes. So once the polenta is done, it should peel easily off the sides of the pot. And if it sticks on the pot, you would know that it's not done yet. So that's how you make polenta. So our next Italian dish is the Italian Christmas bread, which is called a panettone. Panettone. Okay, so for the ingredients of the Italian Christmas bread, you would need 4 tablespoons of yeast, 2 cups of warm water, 1/2 pound of butter, which you would want to melt, 4 teaspoons of salt, 1 cup of sugar, 4 eggs, that's beaten, 6 egg yolks beaten, and you will want to discard the egg whites, or you can save it for another use. Then you would want 10 1/2 cups of flour, 2 cups of citron, that's sliced finely, 2 cups of raisins, you do not want seeds in those raisins, and that's all you would need. So let's move on to the steps. So to make a Italian Christmas bread, you would want to dissolve the yeast in the water. Then you would want to mix in the butter, sugar, salt, eggs, and yolks. Then you would stir in about 10 cups of flour into the butter and yeast mixture until it's well blended. Then, after it's well blended, you would want to spread a little flour on a cutting board or any board, and you would turn the dough out onto the board and knead it for about 8 to 10 minutes. So once you feel that the dough is nice and soft and smooth, you would knead in the citron and raisins. Then you would want to place the dough with the citron and raisins into a greased round pan and brush the top with melted butter. Then you would want to cover and allow it to rise until the dough has doubled in bulk, and that should take about 1 hour. And then after that, you should preheat your oven to about 425 degrees Fahrenheit. You should wait a little bit until it's heated. And so you would use a sharp knife and cut deeply cross in the top of the loaf. And and bake it for about 8 minutes or until the top begins to brown. Then you would lower the heat to 325 degrees Fahrenheit and bake it for another hour or more if needed. Then it's ready to serve. Remember to let it cool or else you're gonna burn your tongue. Okay, so that is how you make an Italian Christmas bread. So definitely try that out. So our next dish is just a simple Italian pizza, or just a simple pizza. Based on my experience, me and my roommates, we went to Whole Foods. They have a pizza dough already made for you, and you can buy that. It's just really cheap. It's like $1, and it can feed like 3 people. And then so what we did, we rolled out the dough, and it's really fun. So we rolled out the dough, and then we chose our ingredients. What I like on my pizza, I like pepperoni, I like mushrooms, I like sausages, I like pineapples. So I did that, and I put it nicely and even. Well, first I put the sauce, the tomato sauce all over the pizza, and then I spread it out the cheese. I put a lot of cheese, and what I tried was, you know how like a lot of pizza shops, pizza restaurants, they have stuffed crust. So I stuffed the crust with some cheese, but that didn't really turn out well because it just burned, because I guess I put the heat on too high. But yeah, we preheated the oven at 425. And so after we put all the stuff, the tomato sauce, the cheese, whatever you like on the pizza, we put in our pizza and let it cook for about 10-15 minutes until it's nice and golden. But then what happened to my pizza that I made is that the side with the stuffed crust with cheese, it burnt. So I don't know if I'm going to try that out next time. I really want to make it succeed, but maybe you guys have a better way of doing that. All right, so I am going to take a quick break, and we will be back with segment number 3. This is DJ Sizzle, and thank you for listening to Cultural Kitchen on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu. So I will talk to you guys in a bit.
This is Penguin Radio.
You, my friend, got owned.
Thank you.
guys, welcome back from the break. I am DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Penguin Radio on radio.dominican.edu. So, we are on segment number 3, and I will be sharing some Italian restaurants all over California. So, from North Cal all the way to SoCal. Alright, so, if you haven't heard my first two segments, they were the first segment was about Italian culture. Segment number 2, I gave you guys some Italian recipes that you can try at home. So this is segment number 3, and let's get started. So, some Italian restaurants. Let's start with NorCal. So, in San Francisco, there is this place. It's called the Bella Trattoria. The Bella Trattoria, and it's located in Inner Richmond on Geary Boulevard. So, if you have a computer next to you, not me. You should look it up. And it has 4 stars on Yelp and about 900 reviews. So it has pretty good ratings. So let me read you guys some of the reviewers' reviews. So one reviewer said, the panna cotta was silky and creamy. The tiramisu was perfection, and they even bring you hot milk with your coffee. Ooh. Next review said, the squid ink pasta had a hint of brininess and lots of delicious mussels. So, I'm skimming through the reviews right now, and many reviewers says, the service is excellent. Many people didn't really notice this place, but once they came in and tried it, it's really good. Another reviewer said, I've been here a few times, so I'm finally getting around to writing a review. This place is a very cozy little Italian restaurant in my neighborhood. And its ambiance makes for an excellent date night place if you don't want to drive, or if you want to drive. And I would drive to eat here if I lived somewhere else in the city. The food is delicious. It has a small bar where you can enjoy a nice cocktail or eat at the counter. And the drinks on the menu are very, very good. So, definitely, if you're taking a girl out on a date, your girlfriend or any other girl, or if you're taking your boyfriend or your friends, you can take them to this place called Bella Trattoria, and it's located in San Francisco on Geary Boulevard. All right, so let's move on to our next restaurant. So, our next restaurant is called Beretta. It is located on Valencia Street, and it's in the city of San Francisco. So, Beretta has 4 stars on Yelp and has over 2,500 reviews. So, let me read you guys some reviews. One reviewer said, we ordered the eggplant camponatina. She put in parentheses, you must get it with the burrata cheese, squid ink risotto, and a prosciutto di Parma pizza. Oh my god, these words are so hard to pronounce. another reviewer said, for food, we shared a few dishes, burrata, bruschetta, that seems pretty popular here in this restaurant, walnut bread, mushroom truffle honey, and she also said, it's so good. Mushroom truffle honey sounds really good, so I might go try that next week when I have time. So, definitely check this place out. It's located on Valencia Street in San Francisco. The restaurant's called Beretta, B-E-R-E-T-T-A. So, let's move on to Southern California. All right, so this is a place that I love to go get macarons from. This place is called Bottega Louie. It's also a restaurant and a bakery, and it has breakfast and brunch. It's located in LA on Grand Avenue. So this place, it's very popular when you can see over 11,000 reviews on. So this place has 4 stars and it has about almost 12,000 reviews on Yelp. So let me read you some reviews and give you some of my own opinions of the restaurant. So one reviewer said, very high ceilings make this place feels huge. Something in a posh NYC corner. So another reviewer said, I only had the desserts, the chocolate souffle, and the strawberry shortcake, and I can't wait to be back to try the other options on the menu. So this place, Bottega Louie, it's located on Grand Avenue, and it's in the city of LA. So when I first went in, I walked in, and it has a really pretty beautiful setting of all the macarons. It's like set up in like a rainbow, like colorful order. So this place has the best macarons I ever had. So go check this place out. And also get their mushroom fries. It's really, 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 really good. Okay, so a next place, it's not a restaurant, but it is Italian. This place is, we're going back to North Cal. This place is in the city of Corte Madera. It's located in the mall, the village of Corte Madera. And it's called Amarino. It's a gelato shop. So when you first walk in this gelato shop, you don't really notice anything. So when I first walked by the place, I didn't know it was a gelato shop or anything. I thought it was just selling a car, because what they do is they put their gelato inside their car, and they serve their gelato out of the little car. It's a little Italian Vespa. It's so beautiful, but apparently it doesn't have a motor to drive around. So what they do, they have about 10 flavors there. It's all organic, no preservatives inside. It's really good. I tried all the flavors. It's great. The servers are very, very, very nice. They're really willing to let you try all the flavors. I tried all 10 flavors there. And what's really cool is you can get as many flavors as you want there. And you can also, if you get it in a cone, you can get it in a flower shape. So they will shape it as a flower. So go check that. Look at the pictures on Yelp, or like just look. They have such a big company. You can look their website, and they make really pretty flowers. It's an art form, really. It's a bit pricey, but it's really good. So go try that out. It's called Amarino Gelato, and it's located in the village of Corte Madera. And they also have a location down in Beverly Hills. So they have one up in North Cal and one in SoCal. So this ends my show. This is DJ Sizzle, and you're listening to Penguin Radio.